How does Adventure Time kind of change the puzzle quest formula?
So with Adventure Time, we did something a little bit different with how gameplay works. One of the things about Puzzle Quest itself is that every time we bring out a new Puzzle Quest game, we always change up mechanics. That's kind of one of the Puzzle Quest things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each game is a little bit different. We change up how gems are maneuvered on the board. We do a little bit different things with how tiles are placed and what special stuff goes on. So like Adventure Time Puzzle Quest, we actually have the board as kind of the star of the game. So everything happens on the board. All the enemies that you're fighting lay down special tiles, like you have rats that you'll fight that will lay down bomb rats, and the bomb rats will move up to the top of the board and then explode, so you want to try to take out the rats before they can move. But at the same time, you've got like special power-ups, like you have treasure chests and keys and things like that that are randomly dropping onto the board. So you have to kind of play you against the board, but at the same time you're still fighting the enemies and still trying to, you know, take them out just like a normal Puzzle Quest game. So it's very Puzzle Questy. You're still, you know, fighting enemies, taking your team into battle, everything like that, but it's a bit more board focused and less ability focused than some of the other recent Puzzle Quests.
Okay. Adventure Time is known heavily for its visuals, and you guys have incorporated that in the use of the board, but also, I mean, the music in Adventure Time is great. So how did you guys incorporate that into Puzzle Quest?
So it's another case of, you know, on the other hand, we work with licenses a lot, and one of the things that we always want to make sure that the license and whoever we're working with comes out. So with both the music and the writing, you know, we work with people from not only Cartoon Network, but also that work on the Adventure Time show to make sure that we have exactly what that kind of feel, you know, is. So work with Adventure Time writers, work with people over, you know, at Cartoon Network to make sure the music was on point, everything like that, just to make sure that we're bringing definite Adventure Time flavor to the game. And I think it worked out pretty well. The music sounds great, very Adventure Time reminiscent when we're not using Adventure Time stuff itself, you know, so pretty well.
So the Puzzle Quest series is like renowned for its difficulty as well. How did you guys really incorporate that into this series?
So Adventure Time is a little bit less core than like Marvel Puzzle Quest or Galactrix. That being said, it can still get pretty difficult over time. Like, we didn't skimp on that, but we did a little bit more ramping difficulty on it. So earlier on, when you're using kind of the one-star characters, it's a little bit more forgiving and you know, not making matches on the board quite correctly or things like that. And then later on, you get into the real Puzzle Quest difficulty where you're trying to make sure that you're attacking exactly who you need to attack and making every match to make sure that you get exactly what ability energy you need and everything like that. So it's got both, but it does a little bit more slower ramp than some of the other Puzzle Quests.
What are some of the goals for it moving forward? Do you guys have any new announcements regarding the series, anything like that?
Sorry,
it's my Iron Man talking.
Oh, all right. So we're constantly bringing out new characters for the game right now. We just brought out Susan Strong, and Party God just came into the game recently, so we're pretty excited about that. One of the other kind of cool things about the Adventure Time game is that all the enemies that you fight are also recruitable for your group, so even though they're, you know, minions or kind of, you know, little guys, you can still bring them into your party. So it's kind of neat that we can just bring out new enemy characters, and hey, they're all available and stuff. So we're looking forward to bringing out more, you know, heroes, or villains, the case may be, Ice King, whoever, and then a lot more minions to the game. And then, you know, giving a little bit more storyline, too. Right now we have three different quest givers. You start out doing some quests for Ice King, and then later on you do quests for Princess Bubblegum and then Flame Princess. So making more content, again, working with the Adventure Time writers and getting more stuff out there for players.
Considering all the Puzzle Quest, you know, extensions and different games over the years, how do you want this one to kind of stand out amongst the crowd?
Well, like I said before, it's a little bit less core, so it's a little bit more accessible by pretty much everyone. You know, you don't have to be a gamer to really get into the meat of the game. Whereas, you know, Marvel Puzzle Quest, you don't have to necessarily be a gamer, but pretty quickly you start to kind of need to know what you're doing. So we want this to stand out because we want it to be mass accessible. We want everyone to be able to pick up the game and everyone to be able to figure out what they're doing, but we also want it to be something that people that really know what they're doing, have played Puzzle Quest games before, can still play. So, yeah, we want everyone to be able to play it.